father's flag. I've got a flag in my attic music studio, stretched over a large skylight to shade the sun on hot days. It's a special flag given to my family by the Navy when my father died to honor his service in the military. Ordinarily, I'm not much of a flag waver, but this particular flag means a lot to me because Dad means a lot to me. So much that when I see the Commander-in-Chief conspicuously wearing a flag pin on his lapel, as if to symbolically wrap himself in or hide behind because he went AWOL during his tour of duty in the Texas Air National Guard, it bothers me. Yes, it bothers the hell out of me that someone who is all image and pretense has the power to send patriotic young men and women off to fight in places they have no business being, and from where they might well return with flags of their own draped over their coffins, while the draft dodgers, opportunists, and pals of war profiteers who make up most of the upper ranks of the rampaging Bush administration never miss an opportunity to flaunt their flag lapel pins at staged photo ops. Why, if it isn't Uncle Sam's right-hand man. All right, enough of that. I don't want to start sounding obsessed. Let's talk about something else. For example, the phrase patriotism is the last refuge of scoundrels. My father's flag is in my music studio. It's a special flag.